Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey everybody, come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. The airlines have eliminated the VIP lines, and that upsets me. But I still will serve you a good steak. I'm not so angry that I can't still serve a good steak.
Following portion of the Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, with a beautiful location there in Beverly Hills. And Ted Bell, who is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, on the line with us from the restaurant. Ted, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well, considering we've had a very hectic travel week of last week.
Now, I know that the federal government has eliminated VIP check-in at the airports. What is VIP check-in?
It's probably something that not too many people know about, Phil. VIP check-in is for business travelers, frequent business travelers, who do travel business class or first class. I travel first class only because I've got a lot of work that I've got to do, and I do have a budget for it. By eliminating VIP check-in, what they have effectively done has made it more difficult for me to conduct business the way I see fit, and also individuals who are traveling a business in first class. VIP check-in...
Well, what wasn't VIP check-in a way of frequent travelers to get checked in faster?
Well, it was. It was a way for those of us who are traveling in first class. And keep in mind, Phil, those of us who travel business in first class are traveling business in first class because we've got an enormous amount of phone business to conduct. We've got an enormous amount of computer business. We need service now. And you don't get it in coach. You just don't get the flight attendant to give you the... And I'll be just between you and me, Phil. It's difficult enough to get service from a flight attendant in first class. After 9/11, they're very distracted. And it's almost as if you're dealing with someone... And I don't mean to be cruel, Phil, because I appreciate the great work that our flight attendants do. But have you ever seen anyone who's catatonic and you've got to wave your hand in front of them and go, hey, hey, I swear to God...
Oh, come on, Ted.
No, I swear. A lot of the flight attendants have become that way. So what VIP check-in did is it allowed those of us who sit in first class to get on the plane fast. I'm a public personality. A lot of people who go back there to coach like to introduce themselves to me because they recognize me, for instance, from the restaurant.
In what way?
Well, if I can get into first class early, then as the rest of them come on and go back to their little, you know, back there and coach, they always want to say, hey, Ted, love the steaks. They always want to come up and say, Ted, love the steaks. Because our steaks and our steakhouse has, I think, been one of the top steakhouses in the country for years. I'm also able to get the attention of the flight attendant. Hey, I want a drink. I want a Bloody Mary. I want a champagne. I want something. So we can get our service and get situated and get comfortable. Now, without VIP check-in, I'm forced to stand in line, you know, with the other ones.
And when you say the other ones, you're...
Well, I'm talking the people that are in...
In coach.
Right. And that... The other problem is, too, Phil, when you fly first class, they have closets where you can hang your jacket. If I have to check myself in with all of the other people that sit back in the coach area, that means some woman who's got a wedding, she's going to take her wedding dress and hang it in the same closet with my sports jacket? You see?
Well, it's a wedding. She needs to hang the dress up.
She's not paying for a first-class ticket, is she?
Well, no.
Then why does she get to use my closet?
Well, Ted...
I paid for a first-class ticket. And if I don't get on early, I don't get my jacket hung up in there because you got some flight attendant saying, oh, well, here, let me take the dress and put it... Look at Phil, I don't mean to be cruel.
Isn't it a little bit selfish to say to a woman who's getting married and traveling with a wedding dress, you know, I'm sorry, you can't put it in my... Where's she supposed to put it?
She can fold it up and put it under the seat in front of her. She can...
A wedding dress. Fold it up and put it under his... Look, I don't want to argue with you about a wedding dress. I'm simply saying to you that you've got a complaint about VIP...
Well, we want the VIP check-in back. We want the VIP check-in back now, or we are going to have to take matters into our own hands. And I don't want to have to do this, Phil. I don't want to have to tell somebody coming up from coach who wants to use the first-class bathroom, no, I'm sorry, you can't use it. I don't want to have to tell the people in coach they don't get in-flight movies. I don't want to have to tell the people in coach that they don't get alcohol service. But if I have to suffer sitting in first class and business class, then they've got to take it. If I have to sit up in first class and I don't get to have VIP check-in, then they're going to take it in the shorts. And then,
where do you get off telling somebody in coach they can't use the first class can?
I beg your pardon?
How do you, somebody sitting in first class, how do you tell somebody in coach they don't get to use the bathroom?
I can get up and block their way or simply say that they can't use. Look, I paid $10,000 for a round-trip ticket to Europe. I paid $5,000 for a round-trip ticket to the coast. Okay? I paid, you know, why do I have to? In other words, I got to ask somebody's permission? What are you talking about?
In other words, you bought a first-class ticket.
I bought a first-class ticket. I get VIP check-in.
Well, the reason why they don't have VIP check-in anymore, Ted.
No, I know. That's because of security and all of this. Let me ask you a question. I paid $10,000 for a first-class ticket. Oh, yeah, I think I'll blow myself up. Does that make any sense at all to you?
No, it doesn't.
All right. Does it make any sense at all to you that a guy that spends that kind of money is going to want to blow himself up? Why not check the guy that spent $400 on a round-trip coach ticket to Paris? Don't you think he'd blow himself up? See, this is what I'm talking about, Phil. So what I'm saying is this, what other business travelers are saying, and I think there's quite a few who are in my court on this, either bring the VIP check-in back, or the people in coach don't get to use the can in first class.
Well, I don't know how you stand and keep them from doing
it. I can request it from the flight attendant.
If the flight attendant wants to let people from coach use the first-class bathroom, there's nothing you can do about it.
I spent $10,000 on a round-trip first-class ticket. There's a hell of a lot I can do about it. I paid not to have some ball-cap-wearing woman with three teeth who's sitting in coach not to have her kid change his diaper up there. And I'll tell you something else, Phil, and I don't know how to say this.
Oh, I see. So some woman sitting in coach who needs to change the diaper of a baby can't use your first-class can.
Phil, listen to me, okay?
Isn't that what you said?
Listen to me. You're traveling first class. You meet a young lady. You hit it off. You've made a business contact, and perhaps you've met somebody who, for the rest of your life, can give you great happiness. You want to use the bathroom. Yes, you want to use the bathroom for sex. You go up to the can. You open the door to escort her inside, and there's a woman changing a kid's diaper, and she's from coach.
So you want that bathroom free so you can have sex with it?
With another member of first class. See, that's what you're not understanding.
So you can have sex with another person who sits first class while the lady who's changing the baby diaper...
She can wait. She can wait for the can in coach. Otherwise, Phil, what's happening is I have to stand in line, get checked in at the same time. I sit down. Somebody wants to come by and say, hey, Ted, love the steaks, and I'm not sitting there because I'm still waiting to get checked in. That's the part that bothers me. And I'll tell you this right now. If they don't bring back VIP check-in, then I will not acknowledge people saying to me, hey, Ted, I love the steaks, or asking me, how you doing, Ted? I will simply not, I'll reach for a magazine, I'll ignore them. I'll turn my head away when they say, hey, Ted, love the steaks. On top of that, no more drink service in coach, no more in-flight movie in coach, and nobody gets to change a diaper up in the first-class can. Now, what do you think of that?
I don't think you can do that simply because you are because you're paying $10,000 for a first-class ticket.
Well, yes, I can. Phil, they've made doing business very difficult. Very difficult. 9/11 was bad, but this is terrible. That we don't have the VIP check-in that we used to have. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell talking to us about no more VIP first-class check-in. And that means that he's not in his first-class seat. He's got to sit with all the people in coach. And if he doesn't get it back, then you don't get to use the first-class can if you're a coach passenger. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
You know it all that.
Yeah, but to say that a flight attendant, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, that a flight attendant isn't paying attention to you?
The flight attendants, Phil, since 9/11 have become very distracted. I don't know if they are more fearful. I don't know if they've got more to do. But if you sit in first class, and I'm telling you that I paid $10,000 for a round-trip air to London, $10,000, and I'm Ted Bell. I own one of the top steakhouses in the country, and I got a flight attendant looking at me like she's part of the living dead. I literally, one of them, on, I think it was on British Airways, I'm like, coffee, coffee. Can you believe it?
It's not that exaggerated.
I'm telling you right now, some of these women that they get for flight attendants working first class. Now, you're working with some of the wealthiest people in the world. You better get on it, get the coffee, make sure that it's hand ground, and make sure that it's in my lap before the plane takes off.
All right, Ted Bell is with us, and basically you want the VIP check-in. They don't have VIP check-in, which is check-in for people in first class and business class. You want it back, otherwise you are not going to allow people in coach to use the first class bathroom, change the baby diapers, etc. And I don't know how you can do that.
Well, I'm Ted Bell, Phil. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant. I have told them repeatedly that if I don't see some action, I'm Ted Bell, and I'm going to keep people from getting drinks in coach and utilizing the in-flight movie.
1-800-449...
I don't understand what's so funny.
Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Christy on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Christy Perkins.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm calling this man, Ted Bell. Is just
sorry,
totally,
Christy.
I think you're ridiculous. I think you're an egotistical.
Do you fly first class?
I'm sorry?
Do you fly first class or business class?
No, I fly right. coach.
Well,
and I don't care how much money you have
you understand the
or
problems.
What you do, but I think you're inconsiderate, selfish, ridiculous, and there
I'm selfish. The money that I pay for a coach, I'm Ted Bell.
You know what? Right, I don't care who you are. You're just like everybody else. It doesn't matter how much money you have
in other words,
or what you do. I think you are ridiculous.
Let me ask you a question. This is Phil Henry. Christy, this is Phil Henry. I want to ask you a question to Ted. What if this lady, Christy, who says she flies coach, as do most of us, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you do, Phil?
Yes, I do. If I get upgraded to first class, it's because I use my points. Thank you very much. If Christy was going to use the first class bathroom because the coach bathroom was crowded...
I'd have to tell her you can't do it. If you came up... In other words, Christy, if you came up to use the first class John, is that what you're saying, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Well, she doesn't get to.
What if I just, how would you like it if I just, what you know, just turned around and had an accident in your lap? Would you like that very much?
I would expect that from someone sitting in coach. You know, one of the things that I'm trying.
Wait.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's utterly ridiculous for you to take your money and abuse it the way you do and spend $10,000 for a round-trip ticket. And just because you spend that much money.
I have to have that kind of service for the business that I'm doing. I need to keep my mind free.
Why?
I need to keep my mind free. I don't want to have to worry about your kid and you changing a diaper next to me.
So you can go in the bathroom and have sex with whoever
exactly.
you need?
Exactly. Thank you, Christy.
Christy, you're the one who talked about having a bowel movement in my lap.
No, that's not what I didn't say. I said, did I say that? No,
I did not say that.
What I was intending of maybe throwing up in your lap.
No,
that's about how I feel about how you and your attitude.
No, I
feel like I would want to just throw up in your lap.
Christy, you talked about having to use the bathroom, and the intimation was that you would have a full liquid bowel movement in my lap.
No, that's not what I said. That is not what I said whatsoever.
Ted, let me ask you something. You're married, right?
Yeah.
Why do you need to have sex in an airplane?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, and you're married, and you're meeting a woman on the first class,
Mr. Henry,
and
you
then you're going to go in the bathroom and have sex.
Oh
with her?
My God!
What
you're
kind of person are you,
Mr. Henry?
Oh
you had
my
no
God!
Right, you had no right to bring my personal life into this, Mr. Henry.
Hold on for a minute. You're the guy who said you might meet some woman in first class, and you'll need to go into the bathroom.
You want a little private time with a young lady,
Ted?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you something?
Certainly.
If you have so much money, why don't you just buy your own airplane and have somebody fly you around or charter you a jet and have somebody fly you around instead of riding in first class? Then you wouldn't have to put up with the
frankly,
other people in this world.
Frankly, because that, the service in first class, and you know, Christy, you're the one talking about...
No.
You're talking about going to the bathroom in front of me. A lot of women want to do that. Okay? But
you know what?
They have to be sitting in first class.
Oh, that is the most ridiculous absurd thing.
Let's get back to this whole thing about you having sex with a woman.
Phil, you get lonely, you meet a young lady, you hit it off, sparks fly. You want to make love to her. The toilet is a very convenient place to do it.
Oh, my God.
And the fact of the matter that I'm married is none of your business, nor this woman's business who's calling in.
Okay, now wait a minute. Why are you broadcasting this over the airwaves?
I didn't broadcast the fact that I was married. Mr. Hendry decided that he'd make an issue out of it.
Well, I think it's an issue.
Excuse
if you
me?
Want to have sex with a woman in the bathroom of an airplane.
Why?
If you're a married man, then why on earth would you be so stupid to get on the phone and be on the airways and say something
Christy,
like
what
that?
I'm talking
Don't
about
you
is
know
flying...
that people could hear you
I'm
saying talk... stuff
I am
like
talking
that?
Talking about flying first class, and you meet a young... It could be you, Christy, when you were single. You and I meet.
No.
And the
Let me tell you
fly.
What. I'm a lot more... I have a lot more better morals than that.
Well,
and
ma'am,
would never consider doing something like that.
What is wrong with two people deeply in love having sex in a toilet?
Oh,
it's
my
terrible.
God.
That's the most ridiculous
well, you're
thing.
The one...
That's what's... You know what? That's what's
Don't talk
wrong
to me about monogamy.
World.
You're
People
the one that
like
wanted
you.
To have a bowel movement in front of me, so don't talk to me about monogamy.
No, I did not say anything about having a bowel movement.
You said
no,
that you wanted to have an
You are putting words in my mouth.
Ma'am, you said you wanted to have some... You know, in the bathroom, you can have sex and defecate all at the same time. So
oh,
why would you do...
Said.
What are you talking about now all of a sudden, man? You're talking about VIP check-in.
This woman called your broadcast under the color of wanting to comment on it, and immediately starts talking about having a urinating on me while I'm sitting in first class. And I consider that to be wrong. I'm Ted Bell. No one urinates on me. Not in business. Oh, so suddenly,
you know what?
Suddenly it's funny.
You know what? You
Ma'am,
know what,
I am
Mr.
Ted
Bell.
Bell. I own one of the
Mr.
top
Bell.
Steak. I own one of the top steakhouses in America.
I don't care if
Bell.
You do. I do not
a,
care.
I drive
I think
a candy
you're
apple.
Ridiculous. And that's all I have to say.
Well,
Thank
no one,
you.
No one pees
Bye-bye.
On me unless I pay him to do it. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You know, Mr. Henry, nobody likes to be laughed at, and I have the feeling that you think that you're going to laugh at me.
You're the guy that just said nobody pees on me unless I pay him to do it.
That is correct.
And that's not funny.
No, it is not funny. It happens to be part of my personal life.
Just like you having sex with some stranger in the first class John on an airplane, but you're married. That's nobody's business either, huh?
You brought up the fact that I was married. How dare you?
Here is Jane on the Phil Hendry Show. Jane?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I just want to make one quick comment.
Yes, ma'am.
This man is foul mouth. He's stupid.
First class.
I don't need to sit in first
no,
class.
No, you don't need to sit in first class. They don't sell first class tickets to you guys coming up from Paraguay, do they?
I'm not from Paraguay.
Where are you
and
from?
When I travel to the Caribbean, I pay $1,600, $1,800 for one ticket runway trip. So I pay money, too.
What's wrong with me sitting in first class?
There's nothing wrong with sitting in first class. I've sat in first class before.
Well, then what are you giving me a hard time?
And you got to watch your language. Watch your language, okay?
Get your own plane.
I'm Ted Bell.
Your own entourage.
I'm Ted Bell.
Whatever money you have to have your way on your own personal plane.
I'm Ted Bell.
This is a commercial airline.
I happen to be
a commercial airline. Okay?
I'm Ted Bell.
We know you're Ted Bell.
Ted Bell flies first class when and if he wants.
Buy your plane.
And Jane, if I want you to come up to first class, squat in front of me.
I don't
know
okay.
that. I have a lot more respect and esteem. I don't have to be doing this.
Thank you very much, Jane. Okay. Very well said.
Well, Jane, how much would it cost for that?
Never mind.
You know, she sounds familiar. Is the new girl calling from the kitchen? Is that... Jane, do you work in the kitchen at Ted's?
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. VIP check-in for first-class passengers has been limited. Ted Bell wants it back because he feels he needs it. He doesn't get his first-class check-in. You guys and Coach don't get your movie. Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Me is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. He's the owner of the steakhouse. But we're not talking about steaks tonight. We're talking about the elimination of VIP check-in for first class and frequent business travelers. Why, Ted, is it important for you guys to have your VIP check-in?
Because, Phil, it means we get on the plane faster.
And why is it important for you guys to get on the plane faster than someone who has a coach ticket, some family that is standing there or maybe is standing there for hours, some people have to get in line? Why is it important for you guys in first class to get on the plane faster?
Because, Phil, it is important for us. Look, I know you're going to indict me for this. We share the same airspace as a lot of these people anyway when we're in the airport. The sooner we get out of their airspace and into first class, the sooner we're back into an environment that we're used to.
And what environment are you guys in first class used to?
Well, the fact that we're not sharing the same air as, you know, you and your diapers and all of the, you people.
And what is wrong with you sharing the same air briefly with coach passengers?
Well, for starters, Phil, I own a restaurant that is dependent upon me for its success. If I get some encephalitis or some kind of crabs, I don't know. I get sick. If I get sick, business doesn't get transacted at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And if business isn't transacted at Ted's of Beverly Hills, people don't eat. And I can tell you, Phil, from experience, that's a bad thing. We need to get up to sit down there in first class so that when the coach passengers come on board, they see us sitting there having our drinks before the plane takes off, and they say to themselves, this is something to shoot for. This is the reason why I get up in the morning, so that someday I can be like, all right, let's say like Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. Don't you understand? And as long as I'm Ted Bell, there's a certain level of service that I expect.
And one of those things is sitting there so that some poor schlub like me or Craig Taylor walking back to our coach seat will see you and go, Ted, love the steaks.
And yes, Ted, love the steaks. Someday maybe I can sit in first class. I'm doing a public service.
1-800-449-8686.
That's what the curtain's for. Have you ever asked yourself, Phil, why there's a curtain between coach and first class?
Well, I don't know. It's
because so the people in coach don't breathe all over us. They have the curtain so the people in coach aren't breathing that breath all over us, breathing all that clam sauce.
I don't think that can't be what it's for.
Well, what else is it for?
I don't know. 1-800-449-8686.
No, you don't know. You just want to tell me that I'm wrong.
I don't know. Here is Karanda. Karanda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
This is Karanda.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, I was calling because I had a point.
Oh, Karanda, you need to turn your radio down, dear.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can hear it's up in the background.
Okay. Okay, I had a point.
Phil, let me tell you something. I haven't opened a box lunch since my virginity. And
hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Karanda. Karanda, you got to either turn the radio down or not bother us, okay?
Okay,
turn
it's down. It's not on anymore.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I had a point about Ted. And his comments about being checked in VIP first class.
Right, this is Ted Bell,
Karanda. It's probably going to save your life.
This is Ted Bell, Karanda.
Yes, Mr. Bell. It's probably going to save your life for them to check everything early, ahead of time. You don't think that...
It already saved my life by the fact that they checked everybody in coach. They don't need to check first class.
But having a lot of money doesn't have anything to do with you, someone walking on there with a briefcase and having a bomb in it in first class.
It's far more likely that someone paying a coach ticket's carrying a bomb.
It has nothing to do with the price of money, your life.
Really?
You don't think that you had your parents come on there and change your bottom on the side of people in first class?
Excuse me, Coretta, I paid $10,000 for a round-trip ticket. I don't want somebody up there changing some kid's diaper.
But you don't think the same thing happened when you were a kid and a baby and your parents maybe have changed your diaper next to a person in first class?
My parents were, first of all, I did not soil diapers at the rate most infants did. I was lucky in that regard. I probably only soiled a diaper twice.
You're human, I hope, but
well,
you don't sound
right.
Like you are, but
no,
I think it'll save your life if they would check in everybody beforehand, and it has nothing to do with the amount of money.
I know you don't believe this. I know you
or
don't.
Anything like that.
I'm
I think
Ted
it'll
Bell.
Save your life,
Karanda,
but if you feel that way about life, then you really don't care to be on the earth. You really need to
the only people that are
lighting
their shoes
and board them up and stay in your house.
All right, but hold on. The only people that are lighting their shoes on fire are sitting back in 48E. They're not sitting first class.
But that doesn't matter about the money that you have. It's about you being the airports and all of these people being making you safe when you're flying on that plane, no matter if you're in first or wherever.
All right, you brought it up. Now, listen, I'm Ted Bell.
And what does that matter? It doesn't matter. You're a human being.
I'll tell you what
it matters. Hopefully you don't sound like one. Speaking of, you really need to buy your own plane.
No, the fact of the matter is, when I was an infant, my mother tells me that I soiled exactly one diaper.
Well, that must make you feel proud, and I'm glad, because I am
a
mother, and you know what?
I do.
And if I go on first class, it doesn't really matter where I am. If it's okay, you know, that's not a problem to change a diaper in front of somebody.
Well, but, Karanda, you can't use the first class John. You're going to have to use coach, because what if I...
You are not God, and you cannot tell me what to use.
Exactly.
You are not my father.
Exactly.
And first of
wait,
need to buy your own plane and fly by yourself.
What if I meet a woman, the only place we can have sex is near the toilet? And you decide you want to change your kid's diaper, and you didn't buy a first-class ticket?
Think that's okay for you to go into John and have sex on the plane, but I can't change my child's diaper next to you in first class?
I paid
you
to have
are
sex.
Ridiculous.
No.
That is pathetic,
and
you really need to buy your own plane and fly with all the women that you may like. Before you get on the plane, you need to bring them all on and have your own plane and fly together.
I paid
then
to have sex.
You won't
sex.
Have any babies on the plane to change any diapers.
Well, ma'am, I paid
it's
to
more
have sex
thick. That's a natural thing, but it's more sick for you to say to go in the restroom, John, and have sex on the plane when
that's
you have other people on the first class, sitting there, and you don't think they know? And
they don't know what? They don't know
but
what?
It's disgusting? It's not disgusting?
Wait a minute. Nobody knows I'm having sex with a woman
but
in the toilet.
But it's not disgusting to you?
No, because
someone
what you
else
do
would
is...
do that in first class to
no,
you?
No, ma'am. What you do is you sit on the toilet, the man does, and the woman straddles...
No, we know how you're doing it.
That's disgusting.
Who cares?
And if someone else did that, I think you would feel really bad and uncomfortable.
If I had to go, I'd knock on the door and I'd just ask him to move. Karanda, I don't care.
You have to be kidding me. You think that's okay?
What is that? The fact
if
that
say my child go knock on the door and you're in there in a john and he asks, hey, it's not locked, and he walks in. Do you think that I'm not going to be pissed?
About what?
You in a john with a lady.
No, what I'm saying,
and my child, we're in first class, and he walks in, and that's okay?
No, I'm saying that if I'm in the john having sex with a woman and you need to get in there, okay, if you don't mind me continuing to have sex.
What, with you in there?
Yes, ma'am.
And me walking
and
in there
she's
having, using the restroom.
And she needs to use the restroom.
That is disgusting.
Well, I don't know what
you are definitely not a human.
Well, what
and
am
I don't know
to
who
do?
Made you.
I'm
you're
Ted
not
Bell.
God, and you don't have the right to say that first class people that you can't get checked. You know, they can't
what?
Check you before
who?
You go on that plane and everything
Wait.
Because that's really saving y'all's lives and yours.
Well, I can tell you
but
this,
you must not be human.
I would say this, and I say this with great respect. If you don't mind me having sex with a woman in the john, I wouldn't mind you coming in and changing the diaper of your baby. But you see, they're both similar acts. And
how do you figure they're similar acts?
That's the infant. That's the child.
They're both
God's
gross.
Child.
They're both
just
gross.
Just like you are God's child, but you act as if you own everybody, but you don't. You
I'm
own
Ted
restaurants.
Bell. I'm Ted
that's
Bell.
It. Ted Bell owns restaurants. That's it.
I'm Ted Bell. I'm a
it doesn't matter. There's a lot of people that have a lot of money, but it doesn't matter. You're human like everybody else. That's
well, you heard that one lady say that
the
she'd come up and pee on me.
The only point that I want to make is that you are, it's
I'm
to
trying
save
to
your
say
life,
to you,
and that's it.
It doesn't embarrass me, women peeing in front of me. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't dare do that.
Well, I'm asking, saying,
that's
I'm saying
disgusting.
It's okay.
Why don't you
just
and your
like
group...
having sex in the restroom on the plane is disgusting.
Well, I'm just saying...
We heard you, Ted, and we don't live in the universe you live in.
No.
Where you pick up a woman in first class, go into the can, have sex with her while a woman's trying to change her baby diaper in there. And by the way, how much room is in that, John, in first class anyway?
I know.
Well, you could take a nap in there.
Yeah, okay, great. Jeez, thank you, Karanda, for your call.
Thank you.
Oh, so in other words, your baby gets to squeeze a brick out in my John, but I want to have a little relaxation. I can't. Thanks a lot.
Okay. 1-800, a little relaxation. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Why don't you, Ted, get your own airplane?
Because if you're flying in your own airplane, Phil, you don't have the stewardesses, you don't have the different women that are coming on board. My score ratio with flight attendants is around 50%.
Your score ratio?
Oh, so in other words, I'm not allowed to have any intimate contact with it.
No, but you're talking about having sex on an airplane.
Why is everybody keying in on that? I meet a lady, you hit it off, suddenly you see your life changing, you see an opportunity for the first time in your life to have some happiness. Naturally, you want to take her back to a toilet and have sex with her.
And you're married.
How dare you bring up my personal life?
Yeah, well, that's something that I have to bring up. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, this man is ridiculous. I'm a married man, and I would never think about having sex on an airplane. If I walked in and caught somebody having sex on an airplane, and security as tight as it is now, I would like to see them put under jail.
Joe, a guy having sex in the bathroom of an airplane is very unlikely to blow that airplane up. You know? I mean, even you've got to admit that.
No, you don't do that. If my kid was to walk in and see, I have sex with my wife, and we wait till the kids are asleep. You're not supposed to do anything. And I'd be doggone if I would want to be on a plane with a sicko like you. And that's all I have to say, sir.
Do you fly first class? No. I don't think he did.
All right, 1-800-4...
What?
Wait a minute. Why didn't you think he did?
I'd rather not say.
Why don't you think that guy flies first class?
Black.
What?
Because he's black.
Because he's what?
Because he's black. There, I said it, okay? There. Do you feel better, Phil? Now you make me out to be a racist?
You're the guy that said it. Here is Cindy on the Phil Hendry Show. Cindy, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Cindy. You're on the air. Because he's black.
You made me say it.
My name is Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, this guy has to be a joke. But, I mean, he keeps saying
I'm a joke. All I'm trying to do is get from one place to the next.
No. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to have sex, and you keep calling these ladies that you meet on the plane. What kind of lady would meet you on the plane and then go to the toilet and have sex with you? It sounds like you're paying
someone
for
who is
first
lonely.
Class. Excuse me, let me finish my sentence. It sounds like you're paying for first class for first class hookers.
Maybe I'm paying first class because I'm paying for first class ass. You ever thought about that?
Oh, you're trying to be a smartass now?
Well, Phil, everybody is accusing me of being some kind of a reprobate. I like to sit on the toilet and flush
when
I'm making love to a young lady.
I'm accusing you of being a joke.
A joke? All right, tell you this much. I've got a restaurant in Beverly Hills that relies upon me for its success. I've got employees, and I don't get to relax in first class. Is that it? And if somebody willingly...
Do you screw your employees in the bathroom, too?
That happened when I was very young. What is so funny about that?
You're a joke, honey. You're a joke.
I'm a joke, huh? Well, I can tell you this much. I paid $10,000 for a round-trip ticket to
London. You know what? Money doesn't impress me a bit.
Well, I'm Ted Bell, all right? And if you don't know
who
I am...
I've never heard of Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell. I spend $10,000 on a... What do you mean you never heard of Ted Bell? You've never
heard of
Ted Bell?
Excuse me. I've never heard of Ted Bell.
Well,
what does Ted Bell do?
Let me tell you something. I bet I could raise some money up at my restaurant to buy you an upper plate.
An upper plate? I don't need an upper plate. I've got all my teeth. Thank you very much. You're just really ugly. You know.
Wait a minute. It just sounded to me like something was slipping. I didn't mean to say anything.
You're a joke.
I'm a joke, huh? You know what you're jealous about, Sandy? What you're jealous about is there's the chance of me inviting you to the first class toilet is slim to none. And that's what you're upset about.
It sure is.
That's what you're upset about.
Thank God for that.
Well, nothing tastes finer than first class ass. And all.
Okay, I'm all done with him.
Thank you for being all done with him. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This has been a good laugh.
Unbelievable, okay?
First class in the, get that upper
plate. Bye-bye.
I can give you $50 an hour.
Okay, man. I bet you I could raise some money at my restaurant. What do we got? Blake Barley is here?
Mr. Barley's outside, Mr. Henry.
I don't want to hear another one of his stupid songs, okay?
Yo, Mr. Hall said you gotta.
What? Hold on for a minute. What?
Pay this guy good money.
Blake Barley's political satire sucks on wheels, all right?
I'm not interested in what your opinion is. Bring him in, bud.
Come on, Mr. Barley. Come on in.
Hi, Phil. Blake Barley.
How you doing, Blake?
I've got a really great political satire song for you.
Just listen to the guy's song.
All right, I'll listen to your song. What's this about?
It's about the Georgia Crematorium. I'm Blake Barley, political satire guy. I do songs about political satire. They're very funny. They're very timely.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, man.
Oh, that's the night that the corpses piled up in Georgia. That's the night that they left them all in bags. So don't trust your dead to some backwoods crematorium. Because the oven is broken, it won't burn up your head. Oh, that's the night that... Ow!
Get out of here.
You hit me with my ukulele.
That's right.
Broke a couple of strings, too.
Don't worry, Mr. Barley. We'll buy you some new ones.
That was uncalled for, Phil.
Oh, look at Bud all of a sudden getting some manners.
You shouldn't talk to Blake Barley like that.
I'll talk to that club. What are you all of a sudden, his pet dog?
How dare you?
That didn't hurt, Bud.
Yeah, what?
No, it doesn't hurt me. What are you, would a leaf fall on my head or something? Doesn't hurt, Bud. Get out of here.
You'll hear from my attorney.
Yeah, your attorney.
He teach me to play Yali.
What's Yali?
The thing.
It's called a ukulele. Yali.
Never play Yali.
Why don't you just get out? Take your uke with you. That's the night that the corpses piled up in Georgia. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Our website, philhenryshow.com. Lots of really cool stuff. Don't forget about our CD, and you can buy that at 877-616-7445. Let me just say about our website. We are in the middle of a redesign on that baby, but that doesn't mean that the audio archives are not available to you. We got a tremendous search engine. All of the great bits, all of the great hours, all of the great characters, they're all there on the Phil Henry Show website. $6.95 a month, you get it all, baby. Including, if you don't get the show in your town, you can listen on demand, 24 hours, it doesn't matter when, to the Phil Henry Show website. You can listen live to our show. Now, what else did I want to mention to people about that? Well, just the point is that I keep reiterating. If you want to know what the show is about, would you get out of here with that?
That's the night that the lights went.
If you want to know what our show is about, the website can tell you. See that last bit that we just did there with Ted Bell? That was me performing the voice of Ted Bell. And also, when you go on our website, be sure to vote on our celebrity ass poll. Whose ass is it this week? Take a guess. You could be right. You could be wrong. So far, our listeners are one for one. First week, they guessed... I think the first week, they guessed Selma Hayek, and they were right. The second week, though, they guessed Heather Locklear, and it was actually Charisma Carpenter. So who is it this week? Take a vote there on the Phil Henry Show website, our celebrity ass poll. Thanks to Blake Barley as well for his crap can... satire.
You'll hear from my attorney.
I haven't heard from your attorney yet, man. That's day three you're telling me about your attorney. I don't think you have an attorney. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.